Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's show, Rob, Scott, and Becky all put a Chardonnay from California and a Chardonnay from France to the test to see which one is different and which one is best. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, oh, tonight is the night, because I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks.
I am also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
Tonight, folks, we are drinking one of the world's greatest grapes from the greatest regions, from the greatest producers ever known to...
On the greatest podcast.
Yes. Well, now all of, only a few of those things are true. I'll let you guess which ones those are.
Maybe some of it's true.
I know.
It was like two truths and a lie.
Maybe that's not. True.
What's that game? It was like the match game or whatever. No, it was the dating game where the guy, they were like, this man is a serial killer. This, because a few of them were.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah. This man is a avid smoker. And then one of the things would be true.
Do you want to talk about that preview that we saw?
No, that's just too much for me.
I forget. It's what's it called? Something. It's something ridiculous on Fox. It's this new show. And they're
something dancing.
They're on a blind date.
Yeah.
But they have to learn a choreographed dance together.
Yeah, whatever.
That's their date.
Henry was watching TV. He's looking at the TV. He goes, what is that? And I explained to him. He goes, oh, no. I said, don't you want to watch that? No.
It looks so bad. It looks beyond something that's on, like, the Hallmark Channel. And it's on Fox.
And you know what? You and Paige is going to want you guys to come over and, like, group watch that trash.
Have a show. Oh, yeah. Have a game watch.
When the six-year-old is, like, watching it and saying, oh, my God, that's the awfulest thing I've ever seen in my life. And they watch...
it looks awful.
They
Ryan's
watch...
Toy Review.
Well, Ryan's Toy Review, but they also watch the Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, guys in rubber suit. Well, they think that's good, but they don't think that's good. So
they have taste. I manage to see the preview for that during the football game today.
Yeah,
I don't know what
it was. It was on during the football game. Yeah.
Isn't that the most shockingly horrid looking thing in the world?
You know, but it's going to be like a train wreck. People are going to watch it.
I know. That's what I said. I have to watch it now. It looks so bad.
People are stupid.
Well.
And the thing I'd say is, you know what's the best thing to drink when watching that show?
Chardonnay.
It is Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Probably butter Chardonnay. Chardonnay. But Chardonnay. And tonight.
I would say Chardonnay, yes. But maybe a bubbly Moscato.
A bubbly Moscato or a Riesling. Scott and I happen to know a good Riesling.
We do. Late Harvest.
That's right. Hoag. On tonight's show, we have Chardonnay on the show, but more than one. I think we have talked...
It's a treat.
Occasionally about French Chardonnay and Californian Chardonnay. And if you say, what? Occasionally, we have mentioned the differences between French and Californian. And tonight, we're going to explore those differences. Now, in order to sterilize the competition, we have two wines, one from France, one from California, that you've never fucking heard of in your entire fucking life. Ever have you ever heard of these fucking things. Why? Because I've never heard of them. So if I've never heard of them, you certainly haven't. I mean, but they're both $12.99 of your money. And James Suckling has never drank either one of
them. This is, for real, allegedly, already my favorite episode.
Why is that?
Because, not that voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I haven't drank them.
It's my favorite because of the second wine.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And it has a story. But the first one has no story. Nothing. And it was brought to
Who
us by...
Who put this cork in it?
I did.
Where'd you get the cork?
We have thousands of corks.
Was it a... But you put a Robert Mondavi cork in it.
I know, because I pulled it out of there because I put the other one in it. Doesn't matter. It's just a stopper. Keep it fresh.
Rob, put a cork in it.
I thought that maybe this was like secret Illuminati wine.
No.
Okay.
No, there's no Illuminati.
Not that we know of.
It is a Alfino Macaroni selection, or Macaroni, whatever his name is. Maconi. Maconium. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
But the first one that's French, that wine is du Treffort Chardonnay, a Pédoc, which means it's on the Mediterranean. So it's a basic wine. Very, very, that's actually where a lot of the wine is produced in France. In Languedoc, think of that area. 100% Chardonnay. Straight.
What does MB mean?
MB? Probably his name. I don't know what MB means. I can't
you
see.
You wrote it on there.
Oh, someone... no, he did. MB. What does MB mean?
Myrtle Beach.
Oh. Because that is, that's relevant. It says how long we've had this wine. We also have a Pinot from them, too. Just point that out.
I love that they give the direction to serve it at 52 degrees.
That's right, because everyone's going to do that. But well, Du Autrefois Chardonnay from France. And the second one is one you've never heard of. And it's Julia James California Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
And it has its own story. When we get to that wine, we will tell the story of Julia James Chardonnay. But first, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back. And we're going to get into the Du Treffort here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So, the 2017 Du Autrefois from France, Chardonnay. It's a Pédoc, and it's in, well, right on the Mediterranean. Nice freshness is what we're expecting.
Now, we have previously discussed that if you see a French wine, and it's a single varietal.
And it says this varietal on the label, you'd be concerned. But in Pédoc, that is typical.
Okay.
Probably because there's, see, I didn't say atypical. It's typical. I learn. So it is sold here, probably. Total Wine, I think, is where you probably bought it.
Yeah. Is it an exclusive?
Yes, a Total Wine exclusive.
No.
No, it's not.
Wine.com lists it.
Yeah, you can get it there. But they said, we're not sure why you would do this, but here, buy here. And wine.com was confused. Even the steward pops up, can I help you find a great wine on a different page? He's like, yeah. I mean, why would you buy this? If you like this, let me show you the Magistrate Whites. You'll like them.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had the Federalist Chardonnay?
What about 19 Crimes?
I have someone I follow on Facebook, their husband brought them home a bottle of Meiomi to celebrate their anniversary. And they were like, he really loves me.
Well, at least you know that a divorce lawyer will be employed here in a year or two.
There's worse things than Meiomi. People can...
Yeah, the crabs. It's just worse.
It's the Bud Light of wine. It's at least consistent.
Natty Light.
The Natty Light.
I would say it's more like the White Claw of wine.
Yeah, there you go. Scott, and this is the question.
I think I'd rather have White Claw than
But
let's be frank, Scott. If you were at a concert, you know, and it's the only thing was you would drink a Bud Light. You would not enjoy it, but you would drink it. You wouldn't, I would think, drink Meiomi under any circumstances. Except for you do, obviously.
No.
You're like, where's the Meiomi?
What did I have for the Blue Jackets game?
19 Crimes.
No.
It was a faux White Claw.
Yeah, it was good though. It was mango.
I had Jet Black from
Rheingeist.
Yeah. No, not Rheingeist.
At one of the bars, Brutal. They listed premium wine selection, and you know what? 19 Crimes.
Gosh. We did it like a Halloween gift exchange, we booed each other, and 19 Crimes, almost everyone got that for everyone else, because it was
it is scary.
Halloween themed.
It's terrifying. If somebody gave that to me, I would scream. Then I would attack them with it. So,
there you go.
Well,
there'd be blood, mayhem, screaming.
Yeah, there you go.
It's Halloween, man.
So what are we drinking this out of?
We're drinking these out of wine glasses.
This smells like a Sauvignon Blanc.
Balloon style. Scott has the reject version because we need through. And because you've complained before, and he doesn't complain.
Have.
Yeah. Scott is not particular. You are.
Doesn't it? It's very fruity.
I actually tried them in the Venoms. Mm-hmm. No. The nose is not there. So I switched it over to the Montrachet style. Balloon style white glasses. Folks, you'll find balloon style, because Scott has a generic one. It's the same damn thing. Yeah. It really is. The Montrachets might have a little bit more gape to them, but in reality, gape is a bad word. But still, same damn glass.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with gape.
Gape's not a bad word.
I know, but normally it's associated with something dirty. Just gonna leave it there. It's okay. You don't need to know.
Fruity.
Yeah, it's really fruity.
It is. And the difference is we're expecting the French wine to be a little bit more restrained. Now, this isn't Burgundy. Right. It's not going to be minerality driven, although Scott will look for it. But we're expecting it to be low oak, fresh, and clean to a certain extent. Where the Chardonnay from California, we're expecting to be like someone who wears 18 inches of foundation and looks like one of those, just looks like just harlotin. I mean, we just expect something to be a little trashier.
For a second, I thought you were going to say Dolly Parton.
That's what I was thinking, but still.
Just my imagination.
Not natural.
She's having a moment. There's a Netflix show about her.
Okay.
And there's like a podcast, there's like a whole podcast devoted to her. She's like having a revival.
Working 9 to 5, which still holds up because of Dabney Coleman. Here we go.
Oh, my Lord.
You want to drink it?
Banana. Did anybody get the nose? Banana on the nose?
I hadn't actually.
It is almost like a Sauvignon Blanc nose.
It is. I have had like a head thing going on this week. So I feel like I can't smell or taste completely normally. But I'm like almost getting like a
sweet tropical fruit.
Yeah, I was going to say like pineapple, something like that.
I was going to say just short of pineapple, but headed, yep. Sweet tropical fruit on the nose.
Yep. Mothball.
Mothball.
Yeah. I don't know if I can get there.
Yeah, I was looking for something grassy in the background. You're going mothball.
It's chalky with a little bit of tinge to it.
Yeah, it's just something there.
That's not necessarily, folks, a negative descriptor.
It's not the nose I would expect.
It has a sweet tart chalkiness to it. If you think about that. And that's the best way you could give you that. Kind of a menthol slight chalkiness.
Let's go in.
Has a bit of sweetness to it.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks. You like it, don't you?
I don't hate it, but it's not great
by any stretch of the imagination.
It's less fruity than I thought. It's less fruity than I think you thought it would be.
Well, it doesn't have a front palate. It has no front palate.
It wants to start with.
Is that a yeasty aftertaste?
Minerally thing.
Is it?
It's not a clean aftertaste. Let's just say that. It's like someone who got their face blown off. So they're there, and they're missing a third of their head. That's the front palate.
Is it from Two-Face? Is that his name?
No, there's like a big gaping divot where their head used to be, and that's the front palate in this wine.
There's no front palate.
No, none. There's minerality. We should be playing Scott Bingo right now.
There is minerality there. There really is. Which you said it wouldn't be, and you said I'd look for it, but it's there.
It is. I can taste it.
Wow. I love a mineral.
I would like to have something else.
Like what? There's a little oak.
There's a little oak. That's it. This is the oddest thing we've drank in a long time.
The oak on the finish is slightly oppressive. It's not toasty. It's just, it's French oak. It's squeezing the death out of the wine is what it's doing.
Well, only because there's nothing else there.
Well, it's not sweet, mind you. There's nothing that's objectionable in that regard. But what the problem is, it is a little over-oaked on the finish, which dries it out to the point where you can't have any freshness. There is no front palate. The mid palate is not exceptional either, because there's a little bit of a lemon and minerality. But it's not all that acidic either. And some acidity would actually zing it up and give it a little bit more of a punch. It doesn't have that. So it's like a PBS version of a Chardonnay. Very boring. It's Masterpiece Theater without the masterpiece. I think it would be appealing to the person that says, I like to go to plays.
This does taste like something that you would get.
You'd be happy to get like this at a theater.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I like plays. I like one-man shows, preferably. I love them.
Don't be a theater snob.
Oh, fuck them.
I've certainly had way worse, but the aftertaste is very off-putting. I feel like if I drank much more, I would get a headache from
it. I think it's just naked oak.
It is naked oak.
Mm. It's just naked oak. If it wasn't so...
Wonder if they used, instead of oak barrels, proper ones, they had some novelty barrels that they accidentally mixed in. They're not actually meant for aging wine. They're for display, but they got confused. And so then they put them in that. And they're like, why is it all splintery and shit? Well, that's because it's not oak. They're pine. You put them in pine barrels.
Oh, they're like those old dunk barrels?
Kind of, yes. Yes. They're like, oops, I didn't mean to do that.
Or like rodeo barrels.
But if they did age this.
That's the funny taste.
At a rodeo, this would be excellent.
If they did age this in pine, it would add some sap flavor to it.
That would be
some earthiness. It would be another component.
It would be a feature.
It'd probably be better. But it's not objectionable. It's not.
Well, I've had butter Chardonnay.
Bad.
So I'm never saying anything is objectionable again, because I know what that means. Well, you know they have butter bomb, too?
What's that mean?
That means...
Confetti?
I don't know. Oh, they have confetti. I've seen that. Yeah. I'm going for another sip. Anticipation. What does temptation look like? Not like this.
They say that you can have this with fish, fowl, and cheese.
It's fowl, all right.
I mean, you can have it with anything.
I just ate that piece of cheese, which I've had separately, but now it tastes like soap in my mouth.
Well, I've never said in a situation where this French oak is overly done. It is in this case. Because it does not have the fruit to balance it out. I'm not sure if you could have enough fruit on a Chardonnay to balance it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have something like a KJ fruit bomb. That might do it. I mean, Kendall Jackson, for those who don't know the street lingo of KJ.
Street lingo?
Street lingo. Oh, there's some damn tough gangs that drink KJ. They're always fucking fighting with Mondavi fans, man. It's ridiculous.
It's terrible.
Yeah. It's terrible.
There's red wine in the street.
No, they're spilling it.
Mm. Yeah. No.
Summation Red was spilled last night, folks.
Shattering glasses.
Oh, no. They don't break off beer bottles. They just have broken wine glasses. Go at it. Oh, that would cut you up.
No, they just drop them.
I wonder if if their cardigans get messy when they're doing all this kind of stuff.
Their way of showing is, you know how comedians at the end of a show, they'll drop the mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just drop the glass of Mondavi.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, yes.
Shattering.
Would you know?
And spilling.
Would I know?
Would you know if you hadn't seen the bottle, would you be able to identify this as a Chardonnay?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think so.
To me, this is very sloppy.
Oh, yeah, there are sloppy Chardonnays. That's why we call it Chardonnay.
Well, I just think it's kind of all over the place. I don't.
It's helter skelter.
Yeah. Not a fan.
But I think in a way, it's kind of the opposite of sloppy. It's just nothingness.
It's we've never experienced a Chardonnay that's bad in this way.
I don't know that we've... It's more like... It's like the whole front palate is water.
Scott.
There's nothing.
There's no front palate.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
It's water.
Water has flavor.
No.
But it has more than this.
Well... I mean, you know it's wine.
Yeah. It's yellow like wine.
It actually has a nice little texture to it.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm. No.
Yes.
No, it does not.
Oh, my Lord.
What do you mean by texture?
Well, yes, what do you mean?
It's got a little more body than I anticipated in a French Chardonnay.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It does not.
You don't know what I expected.
Well, I suppose that's true.
That's true. If you expected no body.
That's right.
That's fair.
I sometimes
think... There's a little oiliness to it. Yes, I like it.
You know, I think you're I think you're capable of chewing on a pencil eraser and say,
I'm changing my mind.
This is like better than I thought it would be. I think it might have some minerality.
No, earthiness. A rubbery earthiness.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm changing my opinion. I'm enjoying this.
You do that all the time.
Yeah. It's a suggestion that you might have. What's the mental illness? Be a psychopath.
Pick one. That would be psychopath.
You're a psychopath.
I thought you were going to say like Munchausen's.
No,
that's terrible.
No, psychopath. You're psychotic.
No.
Yes.
This is not psychotic.
People that would drink this on a regular basis and like it, they are psychotic.
I didn't say I liked it. It's just good.
It's good.
Just okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
No.
It's okay.
No. It's subpar. It is the Pepperwood Grove of Chardonnay. Although they make Chardonnay, so I wonder if that's what that's like. But I don't wonder that much to drink it. Mm.
The problem with this is it's $12.99.
But
I'm glad it's not $15.
It's zero to me because I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, well.
Boy. I can't wait for the Pinot Noir.
I know.
But it's really tasty.
Oh, we have this in a Pinot?
Yes. He bought the match set.
So I think this is a good representative of what you've always talked about. That there's a single varietal from France, it's likely not going to be very good.
Oh, well, I think I told you about that prior to you buying it.
I bought it anyway.
He's almost finished his glass.
I know.
I don't mind it.
I know you don't mind it because you're a psychopath.
No,
because
I'm thirsty, really.
You know, it's excellent bouquet.
No, it was a weird bouquet.
Mm.
You meant the water.
That actually, the water I just drank has more body than that fucking wine.
Oh, my God.
It does.
You're such a baby.
It's a lot tastier. Oh, wretched. No.
Well, it's not wretched. It's just nothingness.
Oh, the finish, Scott? The finish is wretched.
In an other Chardonnay, we'd say that finish, that's a nice oak finish.
No. I would never say that.
Okay.
No.
I don't mind the oak in this at all.
It's the Fry Brothers of finishes. It doesn't taste like stomach acid, but...
No.
Yeah, you apparently won't. What?
No, don't confuse my empty glass for wanting more.
You said you liked it.
Yeah, and also, remember when you said you liked it?
I was just
joshing.
I had a lot written down for this one, but I'm not going to rate any of it because I don't fucking care about this one. But we are going to give it a score, unless you want to do it at the end.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Yeah,
we're at that point.
Yeah, why waste
time?
Did you
have any reviews of it?
No, no one has ever drank this before.
Nobody's ever drank this before.
Not once.
I admire us for being pioneers of wine tasting, but it's not often we get some winners. But, you know, we drink this stuff so you guys don't have to.
It's pig slop.
Oh, it's not pig slop.
It's pig slop.
Tasteless.
It's beneath me. Go ahead.
Oh, Beck. My Lord.
Triple B will now review this wine fairly and evenly. Scott will give it a stupid review, I'm sure.
I know the number I'm giving it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it an 82.
That's exactly where I'm at, 82. I think it's fine for what it is. It's just the glaring... It's like it's missing a synapse. You know, it's missing a nerve.
You're missing a fucking synapse.
So, Rob, I know that you want to score it a lot lower, but you said you would know this was a Chardonnay.
I would.
You can't be that you can't be that hateful about it.
I can do that, and I can give it a 78 on my points.
Well, and that's fine.
So anyways, I wouldn't recommend it. It is all the things that we said. I'm sure there's someone that would drink this and like it. Sometimes when the nose doesn't match the taste, I don't understand that.
This must be.
How can it be so off?
Yeah. Well,
now it's the problem. The biggest problem I have. Okay, if it were nothingness, I would give it an 80. Okay, but
you would not.
I would. That French oak finish that is way over the top. It's just like they didn't do anything else, but they went da-da-da, and they had this stupid thing that did. I mean, it's just like no. And it pisses me off because wines in the Mediterranean should be fresh and vibrant. And this has none of that.
It's not. And it really is not.
It's just a dead, wet fart.
Well,
kind of.
I'm going to stand by that. Wet fart. I think the oaking is not that bad.
It's bad.
I just think because it's so naked, because there's nothing else there, it just stands out more. We've had a lot. This is actually not bad oak. The oak on this is not the problem.
Well, this is better than butter.
What score did you give it?
82.
And what'd you give it?
78.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Well, aggregate score.
79.6.
Something like that. I think that's about right. What do you know? Yeah. I would never go 80 on this, partly because who cares? I mean, you're not going to buy it. I think it's in the 70s, partly because I think it's too flawed. There's a hollow front palate, sledgehammer oak at the finish. It doesn't have to be toasted or charred. It can be bad and be French, and it is out of balance.
And it just doesn't.
Much harder to do, though.
They apparently found the way to master that skill because. Yeah, it's too many demerits. Fails.
Okay, where are we going to pour this?
I think you have to drink it.
You got to drink it.
No, I told you I'd get a headache if I finished it.
Well, I will find a pour dump bucket. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be right back with the Julia James, which I thought would be worse than this wine, here on the Wine Vault. Back, folks, and now onward and upward to the surprisingly very dark yellow brownish Julia James California Chardonnay.
Say it, Becky. Take a look at it. Say it. You know you want to say it.
I think I hear the kids crying. I'm going to have to go upstairs.
No. My God. Someone was not drinking enough water. It's a little urine. Let's just say.
I wanted Becky to say
that,
it.
Though.
It's not frothy. That's good.
Gross.
I feel like I should put a mint right in the middle of it.
It's beyond that.
It might be good though. Now, that's a terrible mess. So,
Julia James,
the Triple B. Would you like to go through a little bit about the facts and figures about the Julia James? That's great.
I love who wrote this. They were obviously someone that had like an English degree that doesn't get to use it. And so they really went to town on it. Julia James is a tribute to the future. Named for the fifth generation of the Opici? Family.
Whatever.
This wine is bursting with orchard fruits and a hint of oak. The perfect pour to celebrate family love and tradition.
Mm.
I have something to say in a second. With grapes sourced from some of Northern California's most prestigious regions, Julia James has a modern look. What's that mean?
Yeah.
The bottle looks modern.
And offers real value that consumers love. An apostrophe in the wrong place.
Wow. Well, it's just one consumer.
It's the love of the one consumer.
Just one.
So I don't know what this wine's going to taste like. I'm guessing it's going to be horrific.
Mm.
I will tell you, it bothers me so much when people say, like, they name a wine after a member of their family and it's horrible. We see that all the time. Who named it after his mom and it was awful? Come on, help me.
There's been a lot.
They do it all the time and it's like the worst wine you've ever tasted.
Yeah.
Named for the fifth generation. It's named after somebody, and you know it's going to be awful.
What
are you Googling?
Well, I was just verifying where the San Joaquin Valley was. It's in the Central Coast, so it's right near the Delta.
Monterey.
I was concerned that it might not be, because I was thinking, San Joaquin Valley, is that down near Santa Barbara? No, it's not.
What year is this one?
16.
Yeah, they only planted this in 2005.
Wow. It's in large French oak barrels, though, 10%. That's good. And they use Burgundian yeast, which is promising.
This is a bright, juicy, almost racy personality to go with exotic flavors of tropical fruits, vanilla, nectarine, and a kiss of oak.
4,000 case production at $12.99. So they're not expecting to make much money off this one.
Well, the 18 is now $15.99. Sense oh. of your American dollar. Well,
they're going on up in the world. And they also have a Pinot Noir just like Rayburn. Now, this wine came to us. You're saying, Rob,
what? This was kind of like, it was like God sent it to us.
A gift
it was.
From God.
Well,
wouldn't you say that?
You're like, Rob, well, why would you buy that?
Actually, who was the gift giver's name?
Well, yeah. Well, you might wonder why. And I didn't buy it, first of all. It was sent.
Scott didn't buy it either.
Nobody bought it. We did not pay anything for this wine. It was not sent to us by the winery either, because why would we reach out to this winery? It was actually sent to us in error by wine.com. They sent us somebody else's wine. And mind you, I contacted wine.com and they just said keep it. So you just
in like, case we don't want it back.
Dare I? Yeah, they do it. But what the problem was, it wasn't like somebody was just buying that for them to drink. This was a gift from someone to someone else. So someone ordered Julia James
but not
Chardonnay,
just like any day of the week gift. Wasn't it a gift for like a PhD?
Oh, I've got the congratulations card right in front of me. I saved this because I thought it was interesting. I have their personalized card. It's in front of me. It's like I'm stealing someone else's
you
life.
You are.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And I don't care if you know who this is and you listen because this is funny. Congrats, Dr. Weber, with 3 exclamation points. We are so proud of you. So proud of you. They bought you Julia James Chardonnay. You deserve a glass in celebration. Guys, there's like endless Chardonnays on wine.com. Why the fuck did you buy this fucking thing?
For a PhD celebration, isn't it? Champagne, isn't that the celebratory drink?
Hey, there's this winery called Duckhorn. They're pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Don't be such cheap bastards, you sons of bitches. Anyway, love, Christy, Drew, and Lena.
Do you think those are like her three best friends?
Well, they don't have stewardship shipping.
No, I think that's a family and Lena's the child.
I doubt that they... I mean, God. Right.
Christy's obviously the friend. Drew's the husband. And Lena is the daughter.
You think it's the kid?
I think. That's my guess.
Regardless.
It could be single parent and Drew and Lena are the children.
You got your PhD. We're so proud of you. Here's a budget wine. Drink up!
Well, it's also, like, how much did that cost to ship, though?
Well, the stewardship program, nothing.
But what if they didn't have that?
There's no way they did.
Well.
If they had stewardship, don't be cheap fucking bastards. Somebody gets a PhD, buy fucking something that's 25, 30 bucks. Come on. Come on, buy something special.
Do you think that maybe Dr. Weber's name is Julia? Maybe.
What?
And so then they got her Julia James. I don't. I mean, that is the only reason.
Or the name is James.
Oh, somehow in my mind, I assumed Dr. Weber was a woman.
Why? because they sent him Chardonnay? That's sexist of you.
It is.
And I just assumed it was a man because I didn't think women could achieve that in their lives.
I knew that's what you were thinking.
I actually thought it was a woman too because no man would drink Chardonnay.
Well,
maybe Christy doesn't know what gender.
Donnie Weber is.
That's why they went with Julia James.
Well, regardless, somebody gave
this
as a gift.
They were like, here's a great non-binary choice.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, Julia James on their website.
Spoiler alert, it's not a great choice.
I know.
Well, we haven't even tasted
it. Don't know. Mm. We don't know.
So you know, they also have another little tidbit, another line that they said about their wine. Julia James is like that friend you can take anywhere. The one who is a great addition to any occasion and captivates the crowd.
See, that's why they bought this wine, because that's who Dr. Weber is.
Scott, this wine is you. Any place you go, you sing my big 10-inch.
And I captivate the crowd.
Yeah, well, yeah, especially the little girls in the crowd. They
so the other day, Henry was at indoor soccer practice.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, Rob, can you please send me some videos? Because I wasn't there. I wanted to see what it was like. Rob sent me you singing that in karaoke. He just kept sending it.
In fairness,
to
you said, send me some video. So I did.
You did.
So it must have been when he sent it to me as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I also sent her a picture, a video of Henry walking around in her high heel shoes.
Don't delete that.
Which one?
The high heel shoes.
No, I'm keeping that in case I need it. Henry and I had mixed martial arts fight night tonight.
Hey, you didn't get hurt. Well,
he's like, I'm hurt. Well, don't try to punch me and I block your punch. I didn't hit him. I was just trying to stop him from hitting me. It's like, damn, Henry, this is a play fight.
Hey, this has a nose that
in the wine
is like a Chardonnay.
Here we go with the Julia James.
How about that? Hey.
And by the way, congrats, Dr. Weber.
Congratulations, Dr. Weber.
Hopefully they sent you something. Happy for you.
Hopefully they sent you something better.
But is it Dr. Weber like on
wine.com was like, we're not sending this to Dr. Weber. We're just going to send this to somebody else.
Maybe they're just a chiropractor.
Just a chiropractor.
Or is it like Dr.
Yeah,
Weber.
I said just a chiropractor.
Just.
That's
not very nice. Dr. Weber like the Weber on the Geico commercial. It's like.
Maybe
have you ever worked with Dr. Weber before?
Maybe they have maybe their grill is really really accomplished.
Just
what's
okay.
The movie? Doctor. What's that one?
Spies Like Us.
Hey, guess who just got reinstated?
That's
kind of sorta.
Yeah. Here we
nervous.
Go. There's no nose at all.
Yeah, me too. That's a Chardonnay nose.
I can smell.
Can you? Pineapple?
Yeah.
Just
pineapple.
Maybe something like
pineapple
California Chardonnay.
By the way,
like oily smell.
Yeah.
Pineapple tidbits. Not
like the crushed can off brand.
No, tidbits. Not crushed. Come on.
Tidbits? What's the difference? Just explain that.
Well, it's the different type of corn syrup that they have in the tidbits.
Jesus.
I have a discerning nose. So.
Just nondescript Chardonnay nose.
Yeah, it is. It's like the most basic of.
Yeah.
It's just maybe Dr. Weber is basic. See, right now we're going to judge you, Dr. Weber, based upon this.
I have to say, I appreciate so much that you all dove into this wine, treating it seriously. You both are.
Does that have vodka in it? What the fuck is up with that? Oh, that is a prickly, pungent, oaky, psychotic, uneven wine.
And then it just ends. Boom. Done.
Kind of. It kind of tastes like, it does taste like it's been spiked with some sort of
spirit.
Yes. Is this fortified?
There's a certain heaviness to it.
It's weighty.
It calls it a creamy mid palate, and that may be accurate to some degree.
Bailey's,
it's got this
perhaps?
Big mid palate thickness density to it.
There's an overripe. Oh.
I just saw in the description the bottling occurs before the product is shipped for maximum freshness.
Well, that's a good idea. I wonder why no one else thought of doing that. They ran out of things to say.
We put this in a bottle and put a lid on it.
There you go.
The writer of that was an English major. The problem is they studied in Spain.
No, Honduras. So
hey, we're so smart. We bottled the wine before we sent it to you.
This is
soapiness.
It's amazing.
You getting a little soapiness?
I wish. This is how they wanted Dr. Weber to celebrate.
It's really bad.
The person seems to be gagging, throwing themselves off a balcony some damn apartment building somewhere. Why'd she do it?
Do you think they only made 4,000 cases because they knew it was bad?
No, they got 4,000 cases in because they got stopped by the FDA. That is the oak. Okay, let's start from the beginning.
No,
okay.
Not by the FDA, by Dr. Weber.
Yeah.
Let's try to actually give the listeners, hopefully not Dr. Weber or Christy, Drew, or Elena. By the way, folks, actually you've consumed the wine that you're going to give as a gift. This is a suggestion because obviously they have never.
Yeah, or you wouldn't give this.
They're extremely heavy smokers because this is another smoker's wine. It's like, I just want to be able to feel something. I mean, it's just, I mean, you know.
This lady dragging on her cigarette today almost hit Henry and I in the parking lot.
Mm.
And then she was hanging out the window and she was like, sorry, I didn't see you there. And I was really like, just get away from us, please. Just get away.
I just want to feel.
She was
something.
In the car with her dog too. She had the windows rolled up. I'm like, this poor dog.
There's a little sulfite kind of reaction
there. Immediately. You know, Beck,
your
on the
D'Autrefois,
you said you couldn't drink any more of it. You're gonna get a headache. I think I already got one.
All right, let's analyze this wine
if we can.
I had a burp first, folks.
There's this sour fruit on the front. I don't know how else to describe it, like underripe grape.
It's so bad.
Well, it's yes, it's like a,
or maybe it's just a sour front palate.
Well, no, what the problem? Oh, problem is
he's wincing. Folks.
The oak kicks in the front palate,
it really does.
And it curls.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
really
expands.
Bad.
And just beats the shit out of you. If they think I think that this is 10% French oak, they're fucking high. Yeah, you put 10% in the barrel, but then you put chips in the rest of it.
And then at the end, you have like your stomach acid comes up too.
Well, that's because the oak, and then there's a little bit of acidity because the malolactic fermentation wasn't done all the way properly.
It's really terrible.
It's an awful Chardonnay. I mean, D'Autrefois now doesn't look so damn bad, does it?
It really doesn't.
This is full flavored, but this is, and we've said this before about wines, this is a smoker's wine.
Yeah.
Because you could taste something after you smoked a cigarette.
You could taste something after you smoked five cigarettes.
You could taste something after you have gargled sulfuric acid.
I almost like... In my mouth now, my mouth almost tastes like when someone's like sprayed Lysol.
Yeah.
And then you walk through it, that's what my mouth tastes
hairspray.
Like now.
Well, that's
hairspray.
That's because it's a chip. That's because it's been manipulated. It's that's really because bad. It's not natural tasting. It doesn't have a freshness to it. It tastes like a dog shit wine. I mean.
And my stomach is like really curled. Ugh. It's bad. It's really bad. I didn't know you could do this to a white wine.
Oh, yeah.
Because normally when you have a bad white wine, it's usually just really sweet. You know, it's like really, really sweet.
Oh, yeah, because this isn't sweet. It's
no.
The oak is just so fucked
I've
on
had
it.
This in a... I feel like I've had versions of this in a red, but I don't know that I've had this version in a white.
Well, reds, they normally come with some sort of residual sugar. But if they think I'm going to believe that all they did was put this on 10% on large French
this
oak casks... They're fucking idiots. That's just stupid. Don't insult my intelligence. No. That is oak chipped. That's what that is. It's an oak chip. Bad. You can't control, or maybe you can't control the subtlety when you start chipping or putting some sort of bullshit extract in it. You can't. It always goes over the top. You never can do anything with subtlety or grace or class. There isn't good fruit there either, mind you, but it doesn't matter because the oak is what's distorting it all. That's what it is. It's like a funhouse mirror.
And it's, you know, I can't believe this wine needed that.
It would have been better without it.
It has a nice body about it. Well, it has, and there's an interesting little mouthfeel.
But what do you? Why do you think they oaked the shit out of it? To try to give it more body.
Uh-huh. Mm.
It's covering.
Well, it's all something. It's also masking residual sugar, which is there. But you can't sense it because of all the damn oak. Mm. That weight comes from residual sugar. Mm. And then it's being masked with that horrid oak. So those two things are contrasting. That's what's giving them that off-kilter. I mean, you can't actually, what are you going to say, maybe a pineapple or a white grape? Neither one of those nail what this is.
It could be, like if you have like that Welch's sparkling grape juice, yeah. The white, but it was like that, like old or bad. That
fermented.
That could be the flavor. That could be it. I'm not drinking anymore. I really admire both of you all for, like, trying to get some flavors out of it.
Well, there isn't. And I think the only thing would be a white grape.
Which is sour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the oak sours everything. I mean, oak is
like
just
a tart grape. It is a sour.
Like a unripe grape. Uh-huh. Like a sour grape.
Yep. Naked Chardonnay with just oppressive oak. I mean, they just absolutely ruined whatever may have been there.
And that's why it's so dark.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the poor oaking. But I'm not getting any residual sugar. It's not raising my residual sugar radar at all.
But that's the...
It's so hidden.
That's what... Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that those things contrast so much, that's why it tastes odd. But that's where your weight's coming from. It doesn't come from anything else. I mean, okay, they could, you know, put it on the leaves and do all other crap, but and they're not.
Their website's so pretty.
Well, the wine's relatively pretty, but it's relatively bad.
What else does Julia James make? Or just
Pinot.
Really? Yeah.
This is the thing. There are other ways that they could get bigger body out of this wine. But I know by tasting it, they're not using any of those methods. And that's not what it is. It's not the grape stock. The grape stock is poor. You know, it's not these other things. It is residual sugar that is being masked by horrendous oak.
This has given me a headache.
I can't drink anymore.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Would you rather drink this or this without the oak, so it's just the sugar?
This without the... Oh.
Yeah.
If it really was a sugary mess, I don't know.
I think it would be.
Well, I'm saying I don't think a sugary version of this is gonna, or oaked.
Like I'd rather drink the Dautrefall.
Yeah.
Option
Dautrefall. Yeah.
Option J.
It's looking better all the time.
Yeah. So.
This is just bad.
It's really terrible.
That was wrong. It was flawed. But wasn't that bad in retrospect. Where the oaking here is just god awful.
Oh, no, it's still 78. You just haven't seen what I'm going to do to this motherfucker. I mean,
So.
I was just thinking about movie ratings.
Real quick around the room. Did Christy, had she drank this before? Did she know what she was given, Dr. Weber?
I think Christy, when she speaks, kind of sounds like Steve's liver.
Had she drank this before? Did she know what she was giving him?
I actually think that in reality, they were trying to kill Dr. Weber.
Oh, you think this was like a murder plot?
Yes, obviously.
And we drank it instead.
Yeah.
Wow.
No wonder we're feeling so bad.
Yeah.
You know, my side kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah. My throat is killing me.
You need to see a doctor.
Wow.
Doctor of psychology.
I've been waiting in the emergency room for an hour. When am I going to see a doctor? Well, Dr. Weber's not in yet.
Maybe Dr. Weber got their PhD online. Maybe so it wasn't that exciting. It's like, it was just University of Phoenix. So what the hell's the difference? I mean, fuck that. I mean,
it's not even Phoenix. It's University of Tucson.
Her cat took most of the classes. So what the hell's the difference? I mean, come on. Cat. You know.
It's a really intelligent cat.
Just send Julia James. They have had to have drank it. Because you couldn't. Why would you type in Chardonnay? Julia James not going to come up.
I would hope somebody hadn't drank this and gave this for a gift.
No. Well, I think that, it did.
Becky, what do you think?
If you Googled what tastes like a wooden dick, would come out.
The line, you deserve a glass in celebration.
You deserve a glass, you fucker.
That's really throwing me off.
Yeah.
No, maybe that is the point. This is what they deserve, is what she said. Is Christy cruel?
Christy's a bitch. Let's just be frank. That's just what it amounts to.
Why can this be from Drew?
Sorry, I use that language.
Well, Christy's name's first.
Yeah, Christy's name's first.
That is interesting, too, because I always put Rob's name first. Always I go in order of age.
That's because you're
always
sexist.
On our family.
That's not why.
So it's funny to me that Christy put her name first.
Maybe she's older.
That's from her.
Yeah, Drew's like, don't send that shit. And Leda's like, Mommy, I don't love you anymore.
That's mean.
Is it? it's mean to send this.
Christy and Lena could be Drew's wives. He could have sister wives.
Yes, but then they'd be Mormon. They don't drink, do they?
Well, that's why she said a glass.
Just one glass? Well.
Limiting the fun.
Are you going to make it to a second glass?
No way. I think I've had four sips. I'm done.
Maybe Dr. Weber, they know, has a heavy meth addiction. So it doesn't really make a difference.
That's true. Well, then they still spent too much money on this one.
That's true. Why wouldn't you just... We want to get something they never heard of before. How do you get to this wine?
Why wouldn't you just send ptomaine instead?
Say what?
Ptomaine.
Ptomaine?
Ptomaine poison. Why wouldn't you send...
I don't know what that is.
It's a type of poison. Why wouldn't you send...
Tell me more about this, Scott.
Why wouldn't you send rat killer?
It's untraceable. I mean, I know, arsenic or cyanide, but what?
Ptomaine poisoning.
Ptomaine poisoning.
P-T-O.
Potane. Are you trying to say poontang?
No, ptomaine poisoning starts with a P.
Poontang poisoning.
Stop. Don't Google it.
Poontang?
I don't want to know about it.
Oh, and how do you know about it, Scott? I thought a lot of your victims met it more directly.
Formerly thought to cause food poisoning. Tell me. Any of a group of amine compounds of unpleasant taste and odor formed in purifying animal and vegetable matter, formerly thought to cause food poisoning. Ptomaine. P-T-O-M-A-I-N-E. I wasn't sure if it was A-N-E or A-I-N-E.
Look at that poisoning.
So, what? So you're going to send something to somebody to give them food poisoning?
That's what this could be. I feel like I've been poisoned.
Well, that's because I did that, but nevertheless.
How dare you?
All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back and provide a numerical score to this dog shit, pig slop, piece of shit, fucking thing here on the Wine Vault. Everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault?
I know the Unlicensed does.
Well, that's great. Do you know how you can get that done? Do you know the one way the world can find out about the Wine Vault?
What way is that, Rob?
Giving us a review on iTunes. So, take the time. Give us that 5-star or whatever. Let us know. Let the world know that you love the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. Jesus. The 16, Julia, or maybe it's Julia. Julia James, California Chardonnay. We're going to go around the room. We're going to get some numerical scores that probably will not start with an 8. And we're going to go over the BBB, who's going to be fair and balanced.
I don't know that this deserves a rating. It's really bad. It's probably the worst white wine I've had.
She hasn't had butter Chardonnay.
She didn't have butter Chardonnay.
You didn't have butter Chardonnay.
You all did that without me.
Yes.
And like I said, this is something that you see in a red wine, and it's hard to stomach. I don't know that I've seen this done in a white. It's bad.
Trailblazers.
A score doesn't matter. It's a 70. It's really bad.
I can't
even drink it.
Now Scott's going to talk about minerality in his review.
Minerality would be a blessing.
True.
I wish that this had lead in it, because then I probably wouldn't have a headache. I'd have a stomachache.
Asbestos.
72
points. That's very generous.
It's very generous. I don't know why I'm scoring at that, because it doesn't deserve a score. It should be a letter, and it should be an F.
Yep.
Well, I think a 72 is an F.
Well, there you go.
In our opinion.
Allegedly.
Yes, I've been told.
What my question is to Christy. Christy, what the fuck did Dr. Weber ever do to you to deserve this? And wine.com, how dare you send this to Rob that we had to drink this on the show?
Yeah, what did I ever do to you, fuckers? Now I know why they didn't want
to. Loyal customers.
Yeah. 72 as well for me, actually.
It's been a long time since I don't know that we've ever drank something that I had like an immediate headache.
Well, you know, I would put Julia James in the Wall of Shame, but I will not. I will put Christy in the Wall of Shame for buying this in the first place. I hope they charge.
I support that.
Yeah. How do you actually, you know what? I think it's a whole ploy. This is Julia James' marketing strategy. Christy doesn't exist. They wanted to get their wine sent to us, and that's how they did it. Maybe not the wine vault per se, but they have it mistakenly sent to people. And then when they drink it, they think that, oh, wow. You know, if I was going to build a portfolio of wines, I would have this. I would have OZV because those two things are very similar. Butter is just douchey. It is like douche. But the OZV and this wine, although OZV got lower scores because it's bad. But yeah.
Unfairly, probably, because this is as bad as OZV.
No, OZV was worse. But
I would rather drink, what is it that your sister drinks? Fish Eye?
Winking Owl.
I think I'd rather drink sugary ass Winking Owl than
too.
This.
I would too.
You know what I'd rather drink? Hoag Riesling.
Hoag?
Yeah, Hoag Riesling.
What'd you say?
Hoag.
With a G.
I thought you said Hoag Riesling. I was like, okay, I'll drink that. I'd rather drink too.
That late harvest Riesling.
I'd rather drink Puntang Viognier.
I'd rather drink
Hoag Riesling.
Late fall.
That's what you said. I'm like, okay, fine, same.
Hoag doesn't make a Riesling. They make a Dornfelder. Hoag Dornfelder. That's what it is. Hoag. Dirty Hoag. Chat domain dirty hoe.
Seriously, of all the bad wines, what would you drink before this? That was a bad wine we've had on the show. I would by far drink my Mayomi before this.
Yes,
sure,
by far.
Yeah.
I mean, this really is the worst white wine we've had. I think.
Worst white wine you've had?
Oh, that's right. If I go ahead, butter.
We had butter. That's why this gets a 72.
We had some bad.
Well, let's just say Fry Brothers and Rodney Strong, Charlotte's Home, did not necessarily set the world on fire.
I would rather have that, though, than this.
Yeah, I know, but you're splitting hairs. Those Sauvignon Blancs were quite bad. They're just higher because they're Sauvignon Blancs, not this. But, yeah. I mean, we've never had anything by the Federalist in white, so I'm sure that would be worse or as good.
They make white?
They make everything, man.
We have to do one of their whites.
I don't want to do it anymore.
We have to do one of their whites.
I'm embarrassed that we used to drink that.
We need to find one of the Federalists on closeout and do a white.
It's embarrassing that we ever drank that on this show. Oh, this Zinfandel has a European flavor. We said that. It's very Euro in style. Oh, I'm really sure it was terrible. Jesus.
Great.
Ridiculous.
My stomach hurts.
Well, you have to go.
I don't have that.
No, I'm fine.
Just finally clearing a little bit.
That's true. But I think I have a communicable disease now.
For sure, you have Potomac.
No, I have AIDS. You gave me AIDS. So, folks, for Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver,
maybe Dr. Weber can cure you.
Dr. Weber's dead.
Now I'm going to vomit.
Christy got him finally. Fuck that, son of a bitch. Christy, I'll do it myself. I can't depend on these motherfuckers. She just went and shot the son of a bitch.
Christy got
I can't.
Gun.
I can't wait for these fuckers to kill him. I gotta do it myself. Yes, I can't wait any longer. You're gonna die, motherfucker.
Christy got a gun.
For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the we're gonna bid you adieu and see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.